This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America, this is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yay! Welcome, America. That's right. Along with my sidekick, Miss Rita Crompton. Hey, Rita, how you doing?
I am fine. How are you today?
Man, I tell you, Rita, before we get into our guests, I need to tell you our ratings and our Invent America last week was a hit. And about talking to great inventors and really the technologies of the future. And so what you been doing all week? You just been kicking back and trying to get us some great guests?
Oh, are you kidding me? I've been working like crazy getting guests and sponsors lined up who can answer questions. It has been wonderful. And I think the big thing for our inventors is to understand that America invents.
That's right.
We are the innovators and always have been. So when we've got these, you know, people on who are inventors in everyday life, it's great motivation and encouragement for the people out there who have ideas and say, oh, well, I'm not really an inventor. Yes,
yeah.
Yes, you are an inventor. And that's what we want to share with everybody is the resources and the excitement and give them that courage and motivation to take the next
step. Well, I tell you what, our first guest is Derek Griffin. He's on the line right now. He's been a successful contractor for over 25 years. Hey, Mr. Griffin, you finally got off that ladder, huh?
I did, just for you guys.
I know. And after you finish, you're going to have to get back on that ladder because you are a contractor and you have to feed your family, so you're actually doing construction work. But let's jump right in this. You came up with an invention. What did you invent, though, Derry?
Rita calls me a serial inventor. I invent things every day in my mind, but I pulled the trigger on a few creations, and I'm in the process. I've just been issued one patent. I've got several patents pending, and they're all related to the construction industry, something that I know a little bit about.
And that's so, Derry, do you consider yourself an inventor?
I guess at this point, yeah, I need to consider myself an inventor. Yes,
you are.
So, Derry, you're taking your construction hat off, your contracting hat. Now you're putting your inventor's hat, right?
I honestly believe a good contractor is already an inventor.
Right? Exactly.
So,
I like
it's
that.
It's just a matter of becoming a formal inventor, a patented inventor.
Well, tell us about your products, man. I had a chance to meet you at the trade show, and you got some great products. Tell us about them.
Yeah, well, I mean, I invent tools that I imagine in my mind that if they existed, I would buy them, and they don't exist. So I decide, okay, I'll build it and play with it and see if it actually is a practical tool. And I think I've come up with a few practical ideas in paintings type products. Like, I've got a spackle knife holster, and I have a caulking gun holster, things that don't exist, but I think are practical. And then I came up with a little device that's a retractable caulking cap. It attaches to caulk gun, so you don't lose your cap. Simple little devices that I think would just make your life a little easier on the construction site.
And having been on that side of it where I was caulking and the caulk runs all over the place, a cap would have been a wonderful thing when I was getting my place ready to sell. And I think that's the one thing about so many of our inventors is that they're inventing on the job, like Derry does. He's out there on a ladder and think, wow, if I just had this. And, you know, when he's got the holster, and now he can put his, you know, caulking gun into a holster instead of trying to balance it on the top of a ladder. And so many inventors are like that. They're on a job, and they're thinking, if I just had this. And, you know, it's been that way since we settled America, because if you didn't fix the wagon when you were crossing the country, you died. And so we have got this generations of inventors out there, and they're thriving. They just keep us, you know, somebody is out there on the road or on the farm and on construction, and something breaks. And just like Derry, you come up with a better way of doing it.
Hopefully.
So, yeah. Derry, what advice do you have for other inventors?
I just be a little fearless and go for it. And it's not always going to work out, but you will never know unless you try. So for me, it's just it's bucket list stuff. It's like, this stuff has been rolling around my head forever. I'm like, finally, I met you, which made it a much easier pathway to actually do the whole patent process. You have the whole team in place. So it's, if nothing else, satisfying. Will it make you rich? I don't know. It might. It might actually make you more comfortable, if nothing else. But at least you get that out of your system, if nothing else. You know?
Well,
so.
And Dale, you said a good point there. And I'd like to maybe jump in here and tell our future inventors that might have that idea in their mind. I'm sure you agree with me. You know, if you have it in your mind, grab a piece of paper and grab a pen and try to put it down on paper. Like, try to, I'm from old school that I think if you can write it and you can put it on a piece of paper, if you can go from a thought and get it on a piece of paper, that eventually, once you see it, then eventually it can be done. Wouldn't you agree with that, maybe?
Absolutely. Everything evolves from a thought in your head. And if you don't run with that, then, well, you lose that thought, possibly. I'm a very strong believer in that. And grabbing inspiration when it comes and just grabbing hold of it and try to do something with it. I think it's a very important process, as you hear me.
Not only am I a contractor, as you know, everybody knows I am a performer, singer. I can sing. I had bands. I played music. And I got all these songs in my head. And it's so funny when I got that little theme or I got that little riff in my head, how many times I didn't have a piece of paper before iPhones came out. And I forgot about it, 30 seconds later. So the point is, grab that pen, grab a piece of paper. Hey, look, if you even got to take a pen, I hope you don't get no blood poison, but if you got to write it on your finger, you got to write it on your hand or something, have that idea or something, I think, I don't know, I might be wrong, but I would tend to believe just try to get it on a piece of paper. And then once you get it on a piece of paper, there's a whole bunch of really great experts that can really help you,
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
But, Derry, we're out of time. Derry, I just wanted to let America hear from you, a successful contractor for over 25 years. And what is your website? How can we learn more about your products, Derry?
Well, my website is basically, it's an industrial website, but you can see little videos of my products in use at erininnovations.com. That's erin-innovations.com.
All right. Well, we're going to take a short break. I'm the Cajun contractor, Michael King, along with my sidekick, Miss Rita Crompton. We're going to be talking a little bit more about Invent America coming up at the next break. So stay with us right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network, streaming live on the World Wide Web at hometalkusa.com. Yay! Y'all come back now, you hear?